Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chione Sojani, your host for Time to Engage, where the voices of Zimbabwe's youth are heard. Today in the studio with me is Denise Edwards, producer of Wedding Diaries.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me on your show.
What inspired you to produce Wedding Diaries?
For us, we figured, you know, there are successful stories out there. There are people who managed to work through their marriages like years after. And it's not always, you know, doom and gloom. And for us, we like, you know, let's share their stories. Let's get other people to get, you know, a feel of how they managed to go through it. And celebrating love, celebrating marriage, and encouraging people to follow suit.
With what is happening in Zimbabwe out there, do you feel marriages are able to stand through?
I feel like there are a lot of outside factors that affect marriage as a whole. And it's a very difficult time. And they need to understand that they need each other to go through whatever challenges they're faced with. So it is very possible for people to have a successful marriage and work through whatever environments there are in that particular time.
Are you single?
No, I'm not single, but I'm not married either.
You're not married either? Okay, so what would be your ideal husband, if I may ask?
Well, he'd have to be somebody who understands me, my line of work, and my passion. He'd have to be my best friend. Love in itself, if you don't have a friendship to fall back on, it's very easy to walk away from something like that.
What about us who are traditional, who don't do weddings? We just do the lobolas. Is that considered under Wedding Diaries?
Well, actually, it is. Funny enough, we were looking at people who had lobola in terms of having footage or photos and stuff. We didn't get that many people, but it's definitely part of our criteria. Everybody has different sorts of weddings. Not everything is a white wedding per se.
Apparently we hear a lot of stories of people who are married, they've had their wedding, the guy goes to diaspora, he doesn't come back. What would be your say on that?
What we did with the show is we have a segment where we have a counselor and gives marriage advice. So for me, I feel like that in ensuring that certain situations are avoided, especially for those who aren't married and are planning to get married, and those who are in bad situations already. I think at the end of the day, we're just trying to create a more positive outlook on marriage itself.
Thank you so much for being with us, Denise.
Thank you for having me.
And that was Denise Edwards, and I am Chione Sojani, your host for Time to Engage.